Yo, what's up, guys? I am Thomas Dopeziola, whatever you want to call me. This is my co-host, Marty O'Neill.
What's up, folks?
What up? This is the Dope As Usual podcast. We're going to talk about life, drugs, problems, accomplishments, and everything in between. Today, we have a asked for fan favorite right here, DDG. Thank you so much for being here, man.
What's up, man?
Appreciate
you having me, man.
Appreciate it, man.
So, yes, sir.
So, we've been talking a little bit since they got here a little early.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't on the I'm a YouTuber that doesn't watch YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make do you, are you on the same path?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Yeah.
Right, you got like two other people you really like.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
All right. So, from the path of going from YouTube to music, because I'm kind of like on my back end, I do weed content and shit. So, I've been doing it for like 9 years. Like we have like a really big channel on YouTube for weed.
Mm.
So for you to transition from the YouTuber to making music. Do you kind of have that, like, I hope people don't find this kind of, like, what are you doing? Do you have that?
Yeah. All right. Got a lot of that.
You do? Okay. I kind of have that, too. Like, you trying to be a podcaster, bro.
Yeah.
I'm talking.
Yeah. Nah, I definitely got some cringy stuff online, you know, but, you know, it pays the bills, man. So, you know, it is what it is.
When did you start doing YouTube?
I started 7 years ago.
Oh, that's it?
About 7-8 years, something like that, I believe.
What were you doing? Did you have a direction when you started?
I was just doing skits.
Oh,
Same shit. Yeah, I was doing like, cause that was popping back then.
Vine, so man, you're probably just off the Vine day.
Yeah. I started on Vine, and then I got banned from Vine, cause I don't know why I did it, but I posted like a girl. She was like, it was funny, but she was like naked in the Vine, but I wasn't thinking, you know what I mean? I'm just thinking like,
it's just funny.
Yeah, it's funny. They end up closing my account. So then I had like 15,000 followers or something. And then I was like, you know what? Let me try YouTube. Now I'm here, man.
Same shit. Wow.
I got shut down. I'm on my 27th Instagram. Like they shut me down nonstop. Right.
Yeah.
And then I like count 15. I'm like, I'm going to YouTube. I'm going to try YouTube.
Yeah.
Exactly the same shit that happened to me.
Yeah.
But, I remember the day they bought Vine and shut it down, man.
Yeah, Vine. I don't know why they did that. I
fucked with them more than TikTok and shit.
That's what
when
I'm
you
saying,
say they, like, who bought it?
Someone just bought it. My homie Nick. You remember Nick Coletti on Vine? The funny ass white dude?
Probably. I got to see him.
Ah, that motherfucker was trying to buy pieces of Vine when it was shutting down, I remember. And it was just, I know you don't watch Vine. It's like TikTok, but it was just better.
Oh, you never seen Vine?
I mean, I've seen it. I wasn't like on it and shit.
Vine was the shit.
Hell yeah.
It was TikTok, but 6 seconds. That's it.
Yeah, 6 seconds.
Oh, I didn't
six
realize
seconds. Chaos, bro.
It was crazy. But the people was doing like the funniest shit in 6 seconds.
I could imagine. We were watching like your sketches and your videos, like basically all morning and shit.
Yeah.
Bro, well done. Like, it's like an actor and just how they're shot and how they look, but they're like vlogs.
I was waiting for the character break.
That's me and him all day.
Character the whole time. I was like, all right.
Are you editing these too?
Yeah, I edit sometimes, but I kind of grew out of that and just hired somebody. I'm like,
but early on, it was just you and the camera. And
not even early on, about 2 months ago. A month ago, I was.
Oh, editing, good shit.
Yeah, I was editing all my own.
What'd you use?
Final Cut Pro.
Yeah. I used Rush until like recent. Like
what's
Premiere,
that?
Rush. Not even Adobe Premiere Pro.
Like,
I use Rush because I am illiterate with computers, bro. He's my editor, like all my weed videos and shit. He does. Before I'm just chop like iMovie days.
Yeah,
like that's all I could do, man.
I'm low key like I'm a real editor, bro. Like,
I
edit my vlogs like 5-10 minutes. I'm just
because
I know what I recorded type shit.
Yeah,
you almost edit yourself talking now.
I edit kind of like while I'm recording.
Exactly.
Type shit.
Because you know when to take the I'm taking it again. Fuck my breath up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, you're a real vlogger then.
Yeah.
I like this episode already then.
We were watching the video that you did with your nephew for the album release. Because, I mean, obviously one of the big things we're here to talk about is this album release. But I thought it was so creative how you did it. Like a little
mini series
in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, he the real pro though.
Yeah. I literally just
told him, I was like, all right, trying to do this little skit with me for my album real quick. And he was like, yeah. So then we went in the room, and then I was like, all right, I need you to basically just listen to, act like you listen to it real quick, and then tell me, why is it only 12 songs? Because everybody was saying, like, you only gave us 12 songs and two of them interludes, and three of them was already out, blah, blah, blah. So I had him just reiterate that to, like, kind of relate to the people, and then he did everything else.
Wow. Oh, he just improv'd all that?
Yeah, I just told him how to I just told him how to spell out all the song titles and shit.
Little kid writing like mine. That's
yeah.
That's all. Was it his dad run off down the stairs at the end? That was it's good. That's me and him, bro.
Storytelling,
like storytelling, quick. Little shit.
It's like promoting without like shoving. I'm just promoting my album down your throat.
Yeah, because like, I feel like I gotta do it in a fun way because it's a lot of people that still. I got to transition over to my music from my YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I feel like when I do it in a YouTube format and make it fun and make people like, let me go check out this shit.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Miller Lite commercials, the Manscaped commercials. Like, I come from making skits and shit, just stupid weed stuff when Instagram, remember the Explore page?
Yeah.
That's when I was like posting packs and like, that's what I come from, making stupid skits and shit. Mm. So seeing them, like, oh, he puts effort into it. Even though he's making music, I fuck with it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your pubes look nice. It's Manscaped.
With the Platinum Package 4.0, you can align all of your hygienic routine stuff in one box. The skin-safe technology is on the weed whacker. It's on the lawnmower. Features of the ear hair trimmer, the nose hair trimmer, every single thing to keep yourself 100% hygienic, prepped, ready to go.
We got the crop preserver, ball toner. We got the crop reviver, ball deodorant, making sure your balls are smelling as festive as your pits this season.
Remember, Manscaped now offers deodorant, aluminum-free deodorant. And in the Platinum Package 4.0, Manscaped has thrown in two free gifts. That's the boxers and the travel bag. A travel bag I have in my house. I use it for all my bathroom stuff when I travel, obviously.
Go to manscaped.com. Use code YOLA. Get 20% off and free shipping. Support the podcast. Plus, get 20% off your order. Free shipping. Manscaped.com. Code YOLA.
That's code YOLA at manscaped.com/YOLA. 20% off plus free shipping. And remember, it's fresh ball fall.
How much weed is in this blunt?
That's an eighth. Oh, 3.1 probably.
This is the biggest blunt I ever seen. Joint. Yeah. Joint.
Oh, we should hang out. We should hang out more.
I never seen a joint this big. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's the regular conversation joint.
It's called the story time joint.
A little story time. That's great. Pay to tell a little story while you're chilling.
Okay, cool.
You got a lighter over there?
I got one.
I don't think I do.
Perfect. Yeah. Cool. All right. So basically, you just got off a tour.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, not last year.
Wait.
I did a European tour.
The European tour is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So from doing YouTube, just doing your thing. Because when you're doing YouTube, I'm going to relate. Perfect. You're not expecting like, yo, in 2 months, I'm going to be blowing up and then I'm going to get paid and I'm going to get a car. You don't think that way. Right. So from that to do a European tour, what is that, man? What's that feeling of getting on stage? And
I mean, that's my favorite part of the music shit is performing. Like it's different when you in. Because coming from like YouTube and shit, you see the numbers. That's really it. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like I love music so much because you can actually see it in real life. When you go out there and I perform Moonwalking in Calabasas and I literally hear everybody singing this shit. And the DJ cut the music off. I do the mic like this and they rapping it. Like, that's like the best feeling for
and
me.
And there's almost a fear of like, please know these words.
Yeah.
I feel you, dude. It's YouTube live chat in person.
Yeah, basically.
Like, yo, all the positive shit. You guys really, I feel you.
Yeah, when I get on stage, I like turn into a different person. Like, it's like I become like a, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how to explain it, but it's like I feel like the crowd.
Juiced, it's like sports.
I'm like juiced on stage.
It's
like
an adrenaline thing.
Yeah, I'll be jumping off the stage.
Yeah, it's game day.
Yeah, hell yeah. Were you balling out of control, successful YouTuber before music, or what? Were you already really successful?
They pay you, right? YouTube pays you when you started and doing your shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't get paid. That's why I had to ask.
Oh, you don't get paid on the ads because the weed, huh?
Yeah. So man. You were getting paid.
Because I read he dropped. Shit. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you dropped out of college because your YouTube was like getting so big.
What year?
I dropped out 2016.
No, I mean like what year of college were you in? Like first year,
sophomore.
Second? Oh, so you were.
I was first semester sophomore.
Oh, so you already knew what the fuck you were doing. That summer was your contemplating, like, yeah. I don't think I'm...
Or was it one thing that
No, the summer
happened.
Is when I really took off. After my freshman year, the summer, I start making dummy money. Then I'm like, shit. I get back to school, and then I'm like, what the fuck? I'm waking up at 8 a.m.
Wait for someone to say something dumb, just so you could justify, I'm out. I know what... That's how I quit college.
Like, yeah.
One more person say something stupid, I'm going to... Because I was selling packs. I'm like, this fool's bugging me. Mm-hmm. I need to pay my rent. College isn't that important to me. That's how I felt. Why I quit. I was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
No, I feel you. And I was doing Instagram and YouTube stuff when I was in college. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, I don't want to be here. Fools are going to be like asking me questions and shit. I feel kind of awkward. And then eventually you get through it and, oh yeah, I do YouTube shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Damn, I never talked to somebody else mm-hmm. that, you know, has the same YouTube path. Shit. Yeah, it's cool.
Success. Yeah.
YouTube is a beautiful platform, man.
Yeah, I fuck with it, dude. The European tour, what was your favorite part of that?
My favorite part, I would say, was it was like Rolling Loud, Portugal.
Damn.
Yeah, they had it in Portugal. It was like on the beach.
Wow.
That was lit. So I was, it was only two, that was like one of my first times performing on like the big stage or whatever. So I had hella people at my set. And that's the best feeling, you know what I'm saying? And they only had two stages. So it's like you either here or there. So it's like, usually you're Rolling Loud, like Miami, they got like five different stages. You got everybody split up every fucking where, you know what I'm saying? You might fuck around and get a bad time, or you might get a time as a huge artist at the same time, and everybody over there, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, damn.
I didn't think about that shit.
Yeah, you got to think about all that shit. So I had the perfect lineup. Nobody, I wasn't competing with nobody that was like bigger than me or no shit. And it was just like, I had everybody at my shit, so it was fun. Shit was crazy.
That's sick, bro.
Yeah.
He was lit. I jumped off the stage.
Yeah.
I'd be mosh pitting with
him.
Man,
that's like a fucking, that's a different feeling, man.
That's a different level of cheering for you and shit.
Because I just did my first meet and greet, like real one outside of California in Indiana. We picked Hobart, Indiana, a little ass place outside of Chicago. I never felt that shit in my life. So that's what I'm trying to relate. Like, how does that feel? Because I always have the fear of like, people care, but do they really give a shit? Like, that'd be cool if like, people like, yo, what's up? I walked down, people were screaming like I was making music and shit. There's 1,000 motherfuckers waiting in line. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, no.
So that feeling you get, that's
in a
why
different
I'm like,
country,
I have to
people
ask.
That don't speak the language and shit.
Yeah, so yeah, he's in Portugal. That's a whole different thing. Like,
were
yo, I make videos.
Were you worried like going there at all? Like these super fire places? Like, damn, I hope like people are gonna really be showing up. And
I mean, at the time, I mean, it's a festival, so it's like, you ain't got to sell no tickets. The people are there.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's just about motherfuckers that's there knowing your music and wanting to turn up. But most in Europe, like, it was some places I went to, like Netherlands and shit like that. And I went to, like, I went every fucking where. I can't even tell you. Like, it was like, I went everywhere. Amsterdam. When I was doing the Europe shit, like, even if they don't speak English and they don't really know your shit like that, they still turn. They more turned than the U.S. I feel like the United States, we too cool.
Too cool. I mean, we got it. We're oversaturated.
We got everything. We got every artist you want here. You know what I'm saying? There's so many people to choose from. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you like what you like. If I don't really fuck with you, I ain't jumping up and down for you.
You see that in UFC, like how the other countries get behind, like Khabib, McGregor.
Look at soccer.
Yeah. We don't really do that. Yeah.
I'm saying the most dedicated fans ever.
Yeah, and they chanting and shit, all types of shit. So overseas, they fuck with Americans like crazy. So, you know, I ain't even, it was fun. It was all fun for me.
Did you get any, like, YouTuber fans? Like, bro, I've been following you for years outside of this music.
Yeah, every day. Every day. I hear it every day, yeah. Mm. I grew up watching you since college.
Yeah. Mm.
I was in sixth grade.
I'm in college now.
I'm like, damn, how old am I? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got to check and see if I'm old. Mm-hmm. Every time. Saying. I turned 25 in 4 days.
Oh, man, you're young as shit, bro.
So you really just did music because you just really looked like, I really want to do this. Like, I can. Why not?
The real reason why I started, like, I was already doing music. Like, I always fucked with music. I always, like, I used to do songs when I was, like, 6 years old, 7 years old.
Oh, shit.
Like, my dad was, like, a engineer in my hometown, Pontiac. And we had, like, our own little home studio. So I used to go down there with my brothers, fuck around. Yeah, I always loved music. But I started the YouTube shit, and it kind of, like, took off. And, you know what I'm saying, all this shit started happening. And then YouTube had like a adpocalypse. I don't know if you know about that.
Adpocalypse?
Yeah, it was basically, that's what they call it. But basically, advertisers pulled out of YouTube. Right?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
I was making like 50, 50 a month on there. I went down to
in college.
No, no, I just got out of college. Mm-hmm. Then it went to 8,000. I'm like, wait a second. Cause at the time I rent 5K. Mm-hmm. I'm staying at Hollywood, 1600 Vine, right?
Oh, where all the YouTubers used to stay.
Yeah. So I was in the cut, you know what I'm saying? I was with everybody else. So that shit, $5,000 a month. I'm like, God damn, this shit ain't right. So then I start like, let me focus on this rap shit, because I was blowing up off diss tracks and shit.
And then that's how you started?
And that's how I started taking music like really, really serious. And I just started, you know, I just started that transition phase.
Damn, bro, for real? That's
unique path in music. Yeah, you don't hear
that. Well, then again, when kind of when your back's on the wall, you have to think like, what am I best at? What do I want to do?
I'm an adapter. It's either acting or music for me.
Acting? Have you ever acted before?
I mean, I kind of act in my videos.
Besides,
but I never like really tried to really go in on the career as an actor. I did like one independent movie, like 2016.
You read lines and shit.
Yeah, but it was like a small little role and shit. It wasn't nothing crazy.
Even if though, like, I bet like, because I just did like my first kind of dialogue shit. You know you got those lines, and then as soon as you step up, you're like, I'm about to embarrass the shit on myself.
Yeah. But it ain't live though, so you good. You know,
I just had hella crews and shit. I'm like, dude, these fools, and I'm the weed guy. Yeah. So they're like, yo, this fool was smoking joints the whole time. Comes up and forgets his line. Like, I didn't want to be like that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? What was the movie about? What did you do?
I was a drive-thru person.
Oh, okay.
I just took an order at a drive-thru.
This is why you're doing YouTube, huh? Mm-hmm. So how'd you get into that? Someone just asked you from your channel?
Somebody that I knew somebody that needed somebody for a movie. So I was like, shit, let me go ahead and try this shit. I hated it, though. Oh. I was on set for like, that's really why I really kind of like, I'm cool off this shit.
Set for 12 hours to act for
12 hours to act for fucking 10 minutes.
Like my part was 3 minutes. I was there for 14 hours.
I'm like, bro, y'all doing me dirt. Yeah, and no cocky shit. I was the littest nigga there. I'm like, if y'all at least give me some type of priority. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let me film first or something.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, I've been sitting here for 5 hours, bro. What's up? Then it turned into 10, then it turned into 12, and I did my little part, and I never
want to do it again.
Never wanted to do it again.
Yeah, my video was 3 minutes. Like it was a 15 hour shoot.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here. I mean, I have fun just because I do film shit, so like watching motherfuckers film was cool to me, but
yeah.
It wasn't cool sitting there checking my phone every 10 seconds.
You're not
seconds.
Into cameras like, and shit. It's wildly fucking boring.
That's a waste of shit. You gotta have real patience for that shit.
Yeah, but you better get getting paid.
I feel like when I get to that, you know, that point, I feel like now I get a big role if I really took acting on, and now I'd be actually working and not sitting around type shit.
Mm-hmm. No, that's cool, man. And then you just had your album fully drop like what a month ago, right?
Nah,
even it was what, the 22nd.
Nah, that was a week ago.
A week ago? Wait, yeah. I thought it was September. My God, it's October.
Yeah,
well, yeah damn, man. My week kicked in. The week kicked in.
Shit. Well, I've been fucked up since Rosie's been out. My fiance had surgery and shit, so I'm like, what do you need? All right, I'm gonna smoke this joint. All right, I'm gonna go film. Yeah, so my weeks are like this, and I've been fucking flying for 2 weeks. So
that's dope.
I feel off.
How long you been engaged?
Engaged? We're pulling the office thing right now. We're like a year and a half.
That's but dope. They've been together for like fucking
11 years now.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Did it make a change when you got?
Fuck no.
It's the same when you get
engaged. The same. Once it's me and her are best friends. Mm-hmm. So we both look at each other like, do you give a fuck right now? Like, I don't give a shit. And then like a week later, I'm gonna go get a ring. I'm gonna go fucking find. You know, I was trying to make, and I do YouTube. So I was vlogging like, hey babe, we're gonna do a YouTube vlog on all the places you sell packs. So I was taking her through a vlog, but she didn't know. Every time she turned around, I'm like, because she had no idea I was about, like, yeah, I was about to pop it on her ass for, like, and I went to my old spot where I started selling packs, our first house.
You guys used to live.
I was like, look, we used to chill here.
So you just out here trapping and getting married.
Yeah.
That should have been the title.
Yeah. Trapping and getting married. But I literally pulled the, what is that? And she looked.
It worked.
And I did it. I couldn't believe it worked. Like, that shit only happens in movies. Like, hey,
on the front porch of the Push Trees house.
Yep.
This place house.
That's supposed to be me. I used to sell packs. I was like, yo, this is fucking funny. And then I started a brand. That's how it happened. But yeah, doing YouTuber shit. I was like, you know what? Let me turn this into a fucking vlog. Because when I'm 50, like, remember when I proposed to you? No? Watch it. I don't know. I think, like, you can relate to my life's on camera.
Yeah.
You know, people see you grow up too. Because you started at what age? 17?
Yeah, around 17, 18. Yep.
Damn, that's crazy. So, all right, back to that. You had your album come out.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And
now they're getting what, four more tracks for the deluxe? Yeah. Like, what's the rollout with that?
Tonight.
So it's coming out. This
tonight
episode
at 12?
Comes out Monday, yeah. So it's out.
So basically, it's out because this one comes out in like 3 days. So the,
it's
so
out.
It is out fully.
It's out. Yeah, it's featuring.
But, oh, I saw the features, man.
Yeah, featuring Offset. Then I got to join with Corey LeRae and Lakia.
Bro, for I know because you're for getting YouTube, you're doing your music thing. What year did you sign the Adpocalypse? What year was that?
That was like 2017, I think. No, and end of 2017, 2018.
But it started coming back though, right? The ads came back and money came back?
Yeah, yeah, everything's back.
Oh, okay.
It was like somebody posted some thing and put an ad on the video.
Shut the fuck up.
So the advertiser seen that and like, hell no. Give us our million back.
No. I was getting Donald Trump ads and weed ads on my shit, and I was never even getting paid. So
they be finessing for sure.
They got me, man. Yeah, they got me finessing. For sure.
They still put ads.
They do hash press ads on his videos.
Yeah,
but
it's crazy. They won't let me advertise.
Not paying for it and shit.
You got a lot of big motherfucking features on this album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming a lot of people you listened to before, yeah. Fans of.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like. You know, saying don't ever meet your idols type shit, but it's not really meeting your idols; it's meeting colleagues at that point because you're, you know, you're on the same level as these people.
Yeah.
So, but I still know the kid inside is like, "Yo, shut the! I'm about to text my homie. Like, you know, I'm in the booth with right now."
Yeah,
you still get that a little bit.
Nah, yeah, I keep it to myself.
You keep it to yourself, but you might text him like,
"Yeah,
hey, he was cool, bro." Remember we were listening to Smoking Blunts in our car? I can't believe I'm chilling with this.
Not to mention,
right
he's
now.
The first person ever out of like Pontiac, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have the whole obvious D12 era of like Detroit and all that shit.
You're 7 years back.
Yeah. Just putting on really a whole area through this genre of music too at the same time.
When you're growing up, who's the biggest artist on the radio? Like you could remember like going to school, but so you're like 2001, 2004,
I was
in middle school.
Like
Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's my shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I had all the games and shit, all the video games and G-Unit clothes.
The 50 Cent fucking game was dope as hell.
It was good. It was actually a good ass game. That shit
was
crazy.
It was like ahead of its time, and nobody remembers the shit. Do you remember the Scarface game?
Yeah.
That shit was
tight. There's hella games out there. It's fire.
Nobody
you ever play the Warriors?
Of course.
That's the
Warriors game was sick, Michael John. The movie's dope. The games?
Oh, shit.
Entertaining as shit. Do you ever play that game, Manhunt? The game in prison?
I never got into it, though.
I got stuck on a level and I never got past it.
Damn.
That was it. I turned it into GameStop. That's what happened, bro. I couldn't fucking win.
I got
stuck in a cell and was like, find your way out with clues. I'm like, there's no clues. I fucked up. A level ago and didn't pick up a key or something.
You're gonna start problem solving. I'm tapping.
I'm out. I just want to play Madden at that point in GTA and shoot somebody.
Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah. We're just doing a battery switch on or camera switch.
Okay. Are we good on these?
We're good. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go back into it. Here we go.
Yep.
All right. So So we're talking about Manhunt and shit. Yeah. Manhunt. I got stuck in that cell. I never played the game again. So as a kid, you're 50 Cent, the one that's big. So I'm trying to get like the era of music.
Who
that
was
you grew
your top
up
though?
In.
Like who are your like legends that you grew up that you consider like maybe your top three?
I mean, shit. I was like one of them kids that just get in the car and listen to what my mama listened to. Type
she listened to? Then that's cool.
I listened to a lot of R&B and shit and
like what?
Like Kim and Life Jennings and shit. Nice.
Oh damn, your mom was bumping.
That shit. I ain't gonna lie. So I like what's his name? Charlie Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Hamilton.
The oldest.
Redding.
Yeah, Redding.
Good shit. Yeah, that was me too as a kid. But my mom took me on the wrong path, telling me Biggie Smalls wasn't good, just because she was like a teenager when like West Coast or East Coast. You know, my mom grew up in that, so she's like, no, Tupac only. So I didn't get to listen to Biggie Smalls in my house.
Legitimately.
At all. Yeah. She didn't. Because my mom woke us up every day. It was either ODB, DMX, or some oldie or the Bee Gees. Bumping. That's how we wake up for school. It was a cool way to wake up. I'll say that. But, I wasn't allowed to listen to East Coast rap as much as I would like, except for DMX. It was kind of
And ODB, what the fuck?
And ODB, yeah. But, I mean, the shit that I would listen to now, you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so your album came out. You dropped a couple of videos. The Elon Musk one. You actually got to go to the NASA spot.
Yeah, man, I went to space. Yes,
So it says in you fucked with robotics in high school, and I'm like, so wait, it's gonna work. He's kind of like a nerd, kind of like us, right? So yeah, through high school,
I'm a cool nerd.
That's exactly the best way to be.
Should I tell him?
Yeah.
I ain't tell nobody this, so this is exclusive for y'all, okay? Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, I graduated valedictorian 4.0.
Oh. I got math student of the year. I was a little preppy kid until I started smoking weed in eighth grade.
Yeah, I didn't start smoking weed till I moved out here. Like,
oh, shit, 20. For real?
Yeah. I had my first drink when I was 17, I think.
Oh, you really were that valedictorian. Damn.
Cause weed's been kind of.
It wasn't that. It was just I just never got into it until that time.
But if you went to parties, you valedictorian, you play sports, you were not the kid that got kicked out of parties. So you were around it. You just didn't really fuck with it.
Yeah, but when I got to college, I was really around it. You know what I'm saying?
You were an athlete, though, right?
Yeah, something like that. I played baseball, ran track in high school.
Yeah, so that's probably like
something like that. When someone says that, it means they're an athlete.
Yeah, no, it means like I'm a 10 sport collegiate athlete. Yeah.
I will say
a lot of people say I'm like they compare me to like Steph Curry and shit
for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had about a secret athletes on this fucking show. What was it, Chevy Woods? Like, I can dunk. I'm a basketball player. I went to the fucking league. Like, what? All right, that's cool. Yeah. So you're growing up, you're valedictorian, which is off the bat wild as hell.
First on the show.
First on the show, maybe Dr. Drew. Maybe Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew, he would have mentioned that.
That's true. I don't know anybody else that's valedictorian. Like, I try to meet other valedictorians, but I never meet them.
Man. What does that even mean? Like, you just have the highest GPA out of the whole school?
I think I'm more so competitive with everything.
Oh, it's a sport.
I looked at school as like a sport.
100%.
I'd be like, man, damn, if I do this, I could fuck around and get this grade. Like, I looked at it like a video game. 100%. I feel like, that's why I really was so good at it.
His company, the dopest.
Like, I had to video game everything for me.
Yeah, because they used to rank us and shit. Yeah. And they used to put it on the wall, like, who got the highest grade point?
Yeah,
and
in the cafeteria.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get to the top. I'm like, and then I'd be flexing me at the top and shit. It was cool.
Hell yeah.
I was still like the, you know, like the ladies' man in school. You know what I'm saying?
You're cool. The all-around perfect son.
That's what I'm saying.
Your dad must have been juiced.
I was playing politics, too. I was getting cooler with the teachers and shit. Like, staying after school, helping them out and shit. I got a few grade bumps off that
shit. Anything?
I was selling candy. I used to sell.
Candy?
I was selling. Let me tell you my inventory. I had Airheads, $3 for $1.
The little ones are big.
Little ones. I'm
for a dollar.
Getting
off.
I used to go to Gordon's Food Service to get all this shit. Get it in bulk.
Facts.
And then I had chips, hot Cheetos, all the hot ones. Charge $1 for each bag, the small bags. Then I had Capri Suns. I had all this shit in like two backpacks in my locker. And I had like some cans of lemonade and shit. I was
Country
selling.
Times.
I was selling, bro.
Good shit.
Honey buns, too. Honey buns.
Fucking prison over here.
Yeah, he had the whole
commissary.
You got
the honey buns
and
spreads.
Man.
What the fuck?
Nah, I used to make like $100 a day. Like, I was.
Did you have to hide it from the school? Like,
Yeah. I got caught a few times.
Yeah.
They got pissed.
And then it was a fucking. I used to compete with the National Honor Society. They was selling like shit for charity after school. So, like, they'd be hating on me because I'd be selling candy and people already have food and shit. It was crazy.
No, I like the approach.
Stepping on their toes.
When I asked, like, yo, you have this cover of, like, Valedictorian. Everyone's cool.
They got to respect
it. Selling weed on the side. But no, I was legitimately selling candy.
I was selling candy.
Competing with the school sales.
They
got
to bow down to him. He's a Valedictorian.
Man. Yo, man, where are you in every school? What the fuck? All we had was, like, kids that sold meth in my school. We didn't have nothing tight like that.
Kids that had kids in my school.
Yeah, but I wasn't around drugs like that to even like, which I'm glad I wasn't, but I wasn't around drugs like that to like really sell that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was like,
awesome, man.
Yeah, so I was like, candy, this is the legal way. What the fuck? Like, making money. I had to make money.
It's really funny you say that because on his clean channel, on the Adventures channel, that's our code word for drugs.
Yeah, so I get
candy.
Because YouTube gets so bad at me. I don't say weed.
That's how he says it on the channel.
Yeah. So when he said, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm so candy. That's crazy. Me too. No, I had a whole ring with my homie Joe at the school. Like, we'd stash it in drain pipes and bricks. Mm-hmm. go grab sacks, little kid shit, like drug shit. But it was fun, man. So you're selling candy, you're valedictorian, your dad's juiced, he's got the fucking cool kid, and he's got a 4.0.
Damn.
That doesn't even sound, it sounds like some Will Smith shit.
Yeah, this is like fucking Fresh
Prince if it even did his work.
Yeah, I was a boxer too.
Mm. And you're knocking people out?
Yeah, man.
No one could fuck with you.
When did you start
school?
Training in boxing, though? Like, early, right?
I started when I was 9.
Mm-hmm. How'd that start? Like, you just wanted to?
My homies was boxing in school. So I just wanted to, you know, do extracurricular activities with my homies and shit. And then I ended up really fucking with it. And I got so good at it. Like, if you can go there to this day, it's called Azteca Boxing Gym. It's in Pontiac. You go up there. And you would see my face is when I was like 12 years old, and they say outstanding boxer of the year.
No,
like it was a, it's like that's all I wanted. Like it's the same shit with school. All I wanted was to be on that wall as outstanding boxer of the year. So I'm whooping niggas' ass.
Full I'm sparring like, is what you're saying.
No, sparring. I was actually competing. Like I won a silver glove championship.
Oh shit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like junior Olympics, I did
what
all
the
that
fuck?
Shit. Yeah, it was.
You're an athlete.
I was really going after the shit. Then I got. Outstanding boxer of the year.
So you, how long did that take? Not long, I would imagine.
It was like,
second year, I bet.
Yeah, it was like my third year and shit. Like I was just fighting.
Yo, outstanding boxer of the year. How old were you? Like we say, like 12, right? Yeah. No. You're about 12 at this time.
Yeah,
you started
about 12.
At
That's
crazy. No one's punking this fool at school. No one's saying shit to you. No one's making fun of you for getting straight A's.
Like
nothing. I can dunk on you. I can cross you, outrun you, and beat your ass. And then your girlfriend likes me. This
damn.
Is some shit, man.
Yeah, I was a good kid.
Yeah, you're a good kid. Are you an only child?
Nope.
How many brothers and sisters you got?
Two brothers, two sisters.
Are you dead in the middle?
Yep.
How did I know? Mm. Me too.
Mm.
How did I know?
Yeah.
Oh damn. Okay, so your older brothers, were they into boxing and music or you just
they was like singers and shit. Yeah, singers.
Oh, cause your dad's a producer, huh?
Yeah, they was like singing and shit. My mama used to help him sing and shit. So I was just the kid, you know, I was just a little brother and shit. And I ended up being an artist. So
What's the age gaps?
6 years.
Oh damn, those are not even like your close older brothers.
Mm-hmm.
6 years is so far apart.
Especially when you're six, the motherfucker's 12.
Yeah.
You can't come to the store with him. Like, you're too small. Get the fuck away from me. Damn. All right. What do they do now?
Well, one of my brothers passed away.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. But my other brother, he do YouTube too.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. So he my little nephew, his dad.
Oh, the fool that was running down the stairs in your little skit?
Yeah.
All right, so he does YouTube.
Yep, so he do YouTube too. He got
shit.
He got over a million subscribers. Like, his shit bumping.
Nice.
It's like my whole family do that shit.
Does your dad do YouTube too?
Yep.
What?
I thought I saw that.
Hey, what does he do on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, my dad?
He vlogging shit?
Yeah, he just be vlogging and shit.
Hell yeah, your whole
He's still getting a hang of it. He don't really know how
starts
to
off like
really
this.
Execute. Yeah.
Yeah,
he'd be doing it too.
I just got my dad an iPhone for the first time. I still haven't successfully FaceTimed this fucking guy.
Damn.
He hasn't picked it up yet, bro.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. So, your album's out. What is, when you're making this album, like you said, well, people fuck with me. You got to do the deluxe. You got to drop some more songs. Two were interludes. Is this like, I know you don't give a fuck. It's more of addressing like, hey, all right, man, shut up.
Yeah.
Let me do something funny. Hey, say some shit. I get what you're doing. For you, like, as a person, you're going, like, I always ask this. There's that moment when you're by yourself, you got done brushing your teeth, you turn your lights off, you catch the mirror, like, I really did this shit. Where was that one moment? Because I know every motherfucker has it.
I do that shit
all the time.
All the time, bro. Like, especially when I'm high. I look in the mirror like, wait a minute.
Did I do this?
What the fuck going on right now? Because I just be in work mode. I got tunnel vision, man. So I just be.
Forget what day of the week. Well, I mean, I did forget what month it was. My bad. I'll say that's the weed, not tunnel vision. But so you do it multiple. All right. I don't feel as stupid anymore. Sometimes I feel like, do I really?
Yeah.
Whenever I have like a new sack of weed, I'm like, I used to sell this shit to smoke it. Like, oh, it's just a re-up. I'm so, that's when I feel like, I fucking did okay, man.
Get charged up.
And you get juiced. Okay, so the music video, you said you went to space. That was like 40 fucking minutes ago, my bad. You really did
That's crazy you remembered that, though.
I'm shocked. That's good. I got to be honest.
You're becoming a seasoned host.
Yeah. It used to be called, what the fuck was I talking about? And it was a segment. Now.
It was a recurring theme.
Got it. It came back. See, did you really do zero gravity and shit?
Yeah, man. I went to space.
What do you mean you went to space? For real? Yes. What are you saying? Like, you guys went.
I'm doing backflips in space, all that shit. And it was amazing.
Man, are you telling me you got in a rocket ship? Or are you saying like you went to a studio?
Are you speaking figuratively?
No, I actually went to space.
Left Earth's plane.
For a second.
I have two, but on drugs. Are you fucking with me? Or did you guys really have a budget to go to space?
Yeah, it's called suborbital. So it's not like.
Oh, you're not kidding.
It's not going space. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're not kidding. I thought you were fucking with me this whole time.
No, I written.
It's hard to read you. You look.
That song Elon Musk supposed to be the biggest song in the world. I did so much for that song because I believed in it so much. So I went to space. I took over the whole astronaut field. Like, I really got into this shit. I was watching YouTube videos about space. I just became like a space geek. So I went backflips and shit. So I put it on TikTok, YouTube, everything.
Well, TikTok, I just see the music video.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that is the most epic shit.
So we're talking about from your POV, orbital. Like black sky space or still blue sky space?
It's dark blue.
You're not fucking with me.
You know how you can look out. You know how you can look outside. You see like the different layers, damn near gradient, darker and darker. I wasn't in space.
What's in black? They just shot you up.
Dark blue.
With a film crew.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most amazing shit. Oh, I would hope. I hope it's expensive.
I read that in their notes and I'm like, I didn't take away what you just said from.
I didn't realize that it was for real. I thought like, we went to their facility and they fucking threw me in a skydive thing.
It's real, real life.
Yo, what?
It was it's the weirdest shit ever though. Like, cause you can do like this and you will fly.
Like a dream, huh?
Yes, like if I was to like touch that, like it was sometimes I hit the wall too hard trying, because you can't swim. You know what I'm saying? People think you can swim and shit in the air. You can't swim.
Bouncing Willy Wonka shit.
You'd be doing like this, you'd just be flipping around and shit. So like if you touch something, that's how you push yourself off.
Mm-hmm.
Like imagine being in like space with the fucking spaceship, right? And you go outside to change the engine or some shit and you hit and you push off that wall too hard. It's over.
Gone forever.
You're gone. You literally just gonna die. It's crazy, bro. It's really crazy. But it's like you would never know that unless you like go up there a lot and really be experiencing that shit. It's crazy.
Yo, this is bro, that's the best note. I'm so glad I brought it up.
Does that make you want to do more extreme shit?
Like, bro, I'm a daredevil, bro.
I do shit.
Like, the only thing I ain't do yet is bungee jump.
Have you skydived?
Skydive.
But you haven't bungee jumped?
I don't know where to go. I would have been.
Oh, my fiance did. There's a bridge that they film out here. They take like 40 people at a time. She was just smoking weed the whole time on the hike. It's like a 2 mile hike, and you bungee jump off a bridge with all these instructors.
Isn't jumping less than skydiving? Like, I would think you would do that first.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, but think about it. Bungee jumping, you ain't got nobody but the rope. With motherfucking skydiving, you got an instructor on your back, so they jump off with you. And then they pull the parachute and shit instead of you jump free diving and trying to put it. Nah, that's how you die. But the bungee jumping shit is
good,
like, I feel like it's low key more safe because you got the instructor with you. Bungee jumping, they're just throwing you off and hoping the shit.
They're just throwing you off a bridge and
you should just wear a parachute just cause on the bungee, right? Like, why not?
But you ain't gonna have time to like. Pull that bitch.
Maybe on the bounce out of
something.
Then you're just base jumping at that point.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to base jump. I don't know. Okay, I didn't think this shit out.
Yo, you're into shit like that?
Yeah, I swim with sharks, scuba dive. I've been all through the ocean.
This fool lives in Hawaii and does the same shit.
You scuba dive too?
I was scuba, but I'll free dive and snorkeling.
Oh, free dive. What the
this
fuck?
Fool's fucking crazy, bro. He's in Hawaii, crazy. Though.
I scuba. I put the little tank on my back and
you
shit.
You are a wild ass fool. Wait, what? You swim with sharks?
I swear to God, bro. If you go in the ocean, you got to do this before you die, bro.
We're both scared to go in the ocean, period.
No. I'm trying to tell you, bro. Fuck all that. You got to learn how to scuba dive. I scuba dive every place I go, like Hawaii, Maldives. I went scuba diving in the Maldives. It was the most beautiful shit I ever seen in my life. the way these fish live is like crazy. You look in the distance, you see a fucking shark, like two big ass sharks. Like, I got all this on video, by the way.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah, yeah. This is, it's crazy, bro. Like, they don't fuck with you. Like, we would think, you would think you jump in the water and a bunch of sharks would just eat you and shit. Yeah. They don't give a fuck about what you're doing. They swim around you. It's crazy. I'm talking about, I'm looking at barracudas swimming past my face.
Oh, hell
you,
no.
Did you know going into the water they were all going to be there?
Yeah, like.
It wasn't a surprise.
I booked it in the Maldives. I was at this resort. And to get to the place, I had to fly from L.A. to Dubai. Stay in Dubai for 10 hours. It was a lit ass. It was the best trip I've ever been on. Stay in Dubai for 10 hours. Me and my girl, we leave, go chill in Dubai, shop around and shit. Then we get back on the plane. Then they fly you to Mali, which is like the country of Maldives or whatever, right? Then you got to take another plane closer to another airport, another island. Then you got to take a boat to the fucking
You did resort. I did all this to scuba dive.
I did all this to get to the resort. So the resort literally, like, say this is the resort, right? This is where the rest of everybody else at. You far as fuck in the middle of nowhere. So I'm in the middle of nowhere on this resort, and you can just book scuba diving. Like, I do it every little tropical place I go to, I scuba dive.
And you're so dedicated, bro.
Yeah, it's different every time.
I'll miss an exit, and my whole day's all plans are done. But I fucking miss my exit. You took planes and trips and boats.
Yeah, that's the most dedicated shit. It's because everybody. I feel like everybody go to the Maldives, man. That's like the top number one place. I was
looking last night at the place. Look at the pool. Look at the resort.
Yeah, it's dummy expensive though, but
yeah,
it's worth it though. It's beautiful.
Is it the one that has the swings in the ocean?
Mine's had like a pool on the back. They give you like a fucking bicycle to ride through the resort because it's all on the island. Ride the bike through the resort. You got a pool in the back, and then the ocean is right there. So you can we was just jumping in the ocean off the back. Like it was lit.
Yeah, you don't got the fear. I got the fear of the sharks everything. For me. Yeah. And shit, it scares me.
Yeah, but I promise you, they don't fuck with you.
You know, it's crazy. He's been preaching to me for years. Like, I promise you, man, they don't care about you. I'm like, Trent.
Let me tell you, like, I was swimming with I went to this like shark, what's it called? It's like Shark Tank or some shit like that. They put you in this little cage, yeah, and then they throw food out, and then the sharks like swim around you eating the food.
Steve
Rowe
told us about that.
Yeah, he did.
That was some crazy shit, but it was fun though. It was cool.
I can't believe you're down with it. I never met nobody that's like, I love it. I fucking scuba. Like, what?
It was like,
everybody I know fucking so much not from there.
You gotta live, man. Do y'all snowboard?
I've tried it.
No. Snowboarding is so fucking fun, bro.
I've tried it. I fuck with the snow. I just like going fast on the little sled. Last time I had my rolling tray, I was in Denver and I slid down that fucking hill fast as hell.
Bro, y'all gotta really try. Y'all gotta really go snowboarding, bro. I love that.
Big Bear's
shit,
up here. You been up there?
Yeah, I went to Big Bear. I went to Aspen.
Damn, you're really doing up. I went to Aspen for some weed shit, and I saw all the skiers. I'm like, nah, ain't me,
bro. You gotta get good at it, bro. I'm trying to tell you that.
Damn, you're really fucking living on it. This is sick. So you're using these opportunities to go when you go to concerts, like, yo, can I scuba dive here?
Yeah, I mean, not concerts. Like, I'm near to work, but like,
I mean, like, if you're there for a couple days.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Sick, dude.
That's my shit, bro.
Do you film it almost every time? Like, all these adventures and shit, are they all videos?
Yeah. Yeah. I can show you all this shit. I'm saying. I be jumping on planes, all this shit.
Do you just wear a GoPro, or what are you doing?
Like, they give you a GoPro, yeah. And most things when you do it, they like take pictures. It's like an extra little package to pay for.
Damn, you really skydive, man. That's, I mean, does it really look like squares and shit up there when you're up there? Like on the
bro,
movies?
I skydive in Hawaii, so nigga, you looking, it's a fucking island, bro.
Just trying to hit that dot.
And then when you're going, like, you can see like the water like getting deeper and more shallow and shit is lit.
I always feel like I have a heart attack and shit up there from being
that's
so
what I'm saying. I'll
bro,
have
it's
a
crazy.
Heart attack.
The scariest part is going up.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. On the way up, thinking
then,
about it.
Yeah, and then you line up, right? And you will see a motherfucker jump off in front of you, and you know you next. So they be like, or this is just shit. Like, yeah. And then they
20 times a day.
Yeah, then they jump off that bitch and be gone. Oh, and God. you look out and they so fucking far, bro. Like how fast you fall is crazy. But then you jump out and it's just air. And then you like this the whole time. Then he has somebody come out with a fucking camera and take pictures of you.
Oh,
while
shit.
He flying in the middle of the air taking pictures of you and shit. Then he fly away and then he put a parachute and shit. And then they like yank you up. And then you just free falling. This is crazy. The last time I did it, the instructor let me steer that bitch too. It was crazy, bro. I almost fucked everything up.
Oh, no. You go too fucking sideways? Oh, no. What, did he take hold of you after?
Yeah, you took that bitch back. Man, it's crazy, bro.
Yo,
I'm trying to live, man.
I was saying, I love the fact that you're really out there
it's
doing
like
some shit.
It's like a little target. It's like, you know what I mean? That's advanced.
I
can't,
dude. I think you'd have to pay me at least 300 bands to skydive. I wouldn't take anything less than 300 bands to go out of a plane.
Bro, it's you gotta do it, man.
You'd have to jump with the medic. Dude, have to be a medic on the back for the heart attack.
100 Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Mark. I'm saying it's for myself. Talking for myself, man. I don't know, man. Are you in shock? Like, you have to have, like, at least some moments, I would imagine, no matter how experienced you are, when you first hit the air in your stomach, like, it's gotta be horrifying.
You're fucking trying not to die.
Or are you just that much of a G where you're just like,
yeah,
it's not that big
cool.
of a deal.
Today
nah,
on this vlog,
it's kind of just let go and let God when you jump out of the plane.
Hold on,
it's an adrenaline rush. I like the adrenaline
you drive
I
fast?
Get from. Nah,
okay,
nah. Unless I'm trying to get somewhere.
You don't seem like a reckless person.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm not,
saying, man.
Yeah, like, I'm not reckless at all. But
you jumping out of planes, I did not.
I just like the adrenaline rush of just, you know, just.
How do you compare that to getting on stage and seeing everybody juice the fuck up? It's like the same
it's
category.
It's kind of the same thing, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know. When I perform, like, I get paid to perform. And I perform without even thinking about the money. Like, I don't do this. I don't do music for money.
Yeah.
Like, I do music for the pure fact because I love making music.
Yeah.
And for the videos. Because you could essentially stop making videos and just do music forever, right?
Yeah.
You could. I feel like, tell me if I'm wrong. Do you kind of do it just... because motherfuckers are really waiting on the next video.
I do it because I know I inspire a lot of people and I motivate a lot of people. And I feel like if I just flat out stop, that's kind of like a slap in the face to them.
Thank you. So you're a real content creator.
Yeah, so I just keep doing it. But I'm doing it now where I'm trying to make it like more so just about music, revolving music, because that's what I'm really passionate about. And I know I got people to... I got to make interested in that too still.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I heard you say like, I'll put out an R&B album if I feel like it. Like, is that a real plan?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't consider myself a singer, but I did win gold off of R&B songs. So, you know.
Yeah, all right. And earlier, I wouldn't say I'm an athlete, but I will knock your ass out real quick. Silver glove. Yeah, the most humble fucking shit ever. All right, hold on. I saw on your page, you got the new the Maybach truck.
I got the, no, that was for a video. I got the Maybach car.
The 580?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you like it?
I love it. It's a, shit drive smooth as fuck. All the features is cool. It's flashy without being too flashy. Like, it's like, if you know, you know. Like, some people just think it's just a Mercedes.
You
know?
Oh, for sure. Until you see the little,
yeah, until you see, like, the back of that bitch and you see Maybach on the back.
Or when you open the door.
Yeah. But I love it. I like being driven in it, though. I drive it a lot, so it's like...
It's meant to be like a chauffeur car, right?
Yeah, it's meant to be driven. You just lay in the back, kick your feet up, smoke some weed.
I like driving myself, though, because this week I'm signing the papers. Did you know the 680 is coming out soon?
Mm-mm.
The V12. I get to spec it. My homie's at Mercedes. I didn't even tell you yet. They told me last night, I get to sign the paperwork this week. They're bringing the V12 680 Maybach out. Second one in existence because of Hash House.
God damn. Because
he gets the allocations from Porsche.
Do it look like hella different or?
No. It's just the price difference and it's a V12. I went, should I just get the 580? Yeah, he's like, no. Nah, I'll get you under sticker. I go, oh, motherfucker. So I'm juiced. So when I had to ask, I saw the, like, oh, you got the SUV, huh? because I got a new spot and I don't think it's going to fit two SUVs. So I'm like, I'm going to get the sedan.
Yeah.
So when you said that, I'm like, which one?
Yeah, the 580, cool though.
I mean, that's what I wanted to get. And he's like, don't do it. What if I can help you and get this one?
Mm-hmm.
So he's all juiced. I don't care about rare stuff like that. But I'm like, oh, no, there's only two. Okay, that's kind of tight.
Thomas is about to start getting into jewelry and shit. He gets all his jewelry and shit.
My homie does like all the Eliante jeweler. That's where he does all his shit. He's like, you should get a chain. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm animated. Like, I feel like I'll be talking to you. Bah! Mm-hmm. Interview's over, guys. I just broke my shit. You know, like, it'll crush my soul breaking some shit.
I don't think you break it though. It's easily fixed. You just got to pay for it.
I know, but it's easily like, yeah, that was a $6,000 mistake. Like,
nah, it only cost that much shit. Like,
for real?
Nah, fixing jewelry is easy. Sometimes jewelers will fix your shit for free if you just bought some shit off of them before. I take my shit to Fast Fix. Like, if I fuck around and
is that a company?
Fast Fix be in every mall. Like, you just go in and give them the shit, the like $15. It's like $15 and they fix the fuck out of your shit.
No shit.
Yeah, Fast Fix is. And actually, I thought you
have to do some bougie shit to
say you buy like a bracelet or something, a Cuban bracelet, and you want to take a link out or something. They do that shit in 30 minutes.
You would let somebody do that at the mall?
Yeah, they do that shit in 30
minutes. Oh, bro.
30
man,
minutes.
Man, John's a bougie motherfucker, man. I'm going to take all this back. I'm over here thinking, I don't want to buy this. It's so expensive.
That shit quick.
Oh, all right. Yeah, because I just don't really fuck with jewelry because. You know, I never had my whole life. Plus, I was poor my whole life. So,
jewelry ain't shit, man.
It's okay. It's cool.
Yeah, it's just a little eye catcher.
And it's for you though. At the end of the day, it's like, yeah, fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that. I think that'd be the biggest I'd ever go right mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
Because I've been telling. It's called the Cuban, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what John was trying to tell me to get, but I can't see myself. I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see. I just
it'd
like.
Be weird.
I'd rather smoke more. I'd rather have more weed, I think.
Like, you're like a dude with like a $60,000 dab rig.
Hell no. Because if I break that shit. You dab?
Nah. I ain't that deep in it.
Oh, okay. So you just smoke. Do you smoke joints or blunts?
Joints. But if somebody got like a little backwood or, you know, a little something.
So you're a joint smoker. Yeah. Good shit.
I smoke it if it's there, you know.
Yeah, I can't really do the backwoods, man. So I have to ask a DJ Ghost. I rolled up, what, a zip of joints? He goes, yeah. I smoke backwards. I'm like, fuck. Or he's on, I smoke frontos.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, man. I did. Because some people are like, I wouldn't smoke particular. A backwards. Like, you want a backwards? Like,
are you particular about weed? Them. Like, what strain or what type of weed you got?
I just like sativa.
Oh, okay. Do you?
That's all I care.
Third person in a row.
That's crazy. You like indica or something?
I only smoke OGs. These are all hybrids and sativas today. Mm. I'm trying. I was like, my homie gave me his company. I'm like, I'll try it out today. They're all smoking good so far.
Yeah.
I'll say that. But yeah, none of them are indica, so good. Yeah. I didn't even ask. My
I feel
bad.
Like indica just make you tired, right?
Yeah, I just get fucked up. That's I mean, like I smoke. My job is to get high, so it's not like not really a big thing to me.
Do you smoke before all the plane jumping, the space flipping, and all the shit, or is that not a priority?
Nah, not if I'm trying it for the first time, because I get a little scared. I probably smoked before I like scuba dive or.
That's kind of cool.
Or some shit. Yeah, because I'm kind of like, I'm cool with that. I'm more experienced with this shit.
So, oh, man. I think I just watched too many movies.
How deep are you? Are you like floating along the surface? You going deep?
No, I'm going deep, like 50 feet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down it's there, dark. Bro. Yeah, it get darker and darker.
Like a lamp on your head?
I'm trying. I can't explain enough how beautiful scuba diving is, bro. Like, it's crazy. It's a whole nother world down there. Because you know it's only 30%. It's 70%
water
on this earth. Mm-hmm.
But...
It's
don't
way
it scare
more
you though. Like what? What's down there?
Exactly.
And oh,
when
you're
looking
you're
deep.
Curious.
Yeah, when you looking deep, it's like you see little big ass shit swimming around deep
oh,
though.
Hell
they don't
no.
be at the top. They be yeah. deep.
That's my worst fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
You like this? It's okay though. Some people just like different shit. I can't do it. Rosie, my fiance, she loves bungee jumping. She wants to go skydiving. I'm gonna
at least snorkel. At least snorkel, bro.
That's where you stay on the top?
Yeah, you're on the top. And you got the life jacket on.
That's cool.
Yeah. Only time you're going to go underwater is when you jump in the water. So you jump in, you come right back up with your life jacket. You just lay on top and look.
I fuck with lakes.
That'd be sick.
I fuck with some lakes.
Lakes are cool.
I don't know about the OG, man.
It's just the monsters in there that, like, you just got to accept. Like, he's saying you can just accept that easy. It's in God's hands or however.
Yeah, if a shark was to come eat me, shit. that's just what it was supposed to happen.
Yeah. My whole time I'm getting eaten, I'm gonna go, I could have been at home as I'm punching this shit. See, I'm the opposite. I love that, man. I'm trying to. I went on the plane ride from back from Chicago this first time, and I wasn't like losing my shit. Mm-hmm. I can't fly. I hate it. But this last time, I'm like, you know what? Hopefully, one day I'll be okay. Because motherfuckers jump out of planes. Today, yeah. Here you go. Yeah. So you're not afraid of plane rides at all. So you like flying to Europe and shit.
Yeah. Let's take my little Benadryl pills and go to sleep.
What's your favorite like fashion brands and shit? He's real into fashion too. He just kind of had his birthday party at Burberry.
I'm trying.
Is there like any that stand out as your favorites?
Like fashion brand, I like Balenciaga a lot.
Bro, you are rich. Fuck, all my homies wear that shit heavy. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go check it out. How much this little shirt for Rosie? I'm like, fuck you.
Honda? I don't be blowing on the shirts. Like, I like the hoodies and shit.
The shoes are, I like the shoes. Yeah. But damn, even the hoodies, bro. Cause I mean, I go to all the stores, fucking Rodeos, and I'm like, go to Balenciaga recently, and I was appalled. I know it's expensive shit, but I make clothes.
That's the top of the expensive shit food chain. Yeah,
I make clothes. I looked at the shirt and go, this printing is not baked long enough.
I think Dior is like the most expensive.
Dior is the bougiest shit.
Yeah, but Balenciaga, I like it because it looked like different. Like they do,
it's more streetwear feel.
Yeah, it's like cool. It ain't like bougie business. Yeah,
100%. Gucci's starting to get more into streetwear looks. Like they got like more sneaker Jordan looks right now. They're like, I've been buying the shorts, like basketball shorts lately. You wouldn't see basketball Dior shorts, ever. Right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe I'm just not bougie enough. I'm not seeing the right shit. Cool.
Yeah.
No, but you're right.
Yeah.
You want to hit a couple fan questions real quick?
Oh, yeah. Real quick before we get out of here. So when we have certain guests on, we'll throw the picture up and go, what would you ask if you could? Because you're obviously a fan of people. And as a kid, like, yo, if I was 12 again, 50 Cent walked by, like, yo, 50 Cent, can I ask you a question? That's why fan questions are in the show, because you don't always get the opportunity. I don't understand. I maybe say inside joke. We had like 200 people say, ask him about his real voice. I'm like, what does that mean? Is that an inside joke?
Nah, it's real.
What, they think your voice isn't real?
What? I really talk.
What the fuck? That's not how you really talk.
That is my real voice.
I just talk like this when I'm trying to like make music and make content and shit.
But I really talk like this in real life.
Yo, get the fuck out of here.
You can ask anybody. That's how I really talk.
You talk
like my family. Like when I'm around my family and shit, I do that. But then, you know, you got to make a character. So,
it's like a different tone.
Yeah, this like my.
Damn. You know, that fits your face better, though. Like, yeah, bro. Like that seems like it would be your tone. Damn, I can't do that with my voice.
I can't read you at all, bro. Usually I got people within the first couple minutes, but I just don't know if you fuck with me or not.
I know that's what everybody say.
See, I'm dead ass serious, though, man. That's okay. Everybody say that shit. I'll just be like, man, I got a real voice. It's been a thing for a minute.
You might be the greatest actor of all time.
Oh, yeah, you should just be an actor. This whole time, he's going to come and takes his hair off. Like, by the way, guys.
That's funny.
Yeah, oh, I'm glad they...
I'm so happy that you asked that question. Because that was... I didn't expect that at all.
You could do a whole album in your actual voice.
Yeah, why don't you do a Barry White album, bro?
And shit.
That's what you get in the R&B.
I could do that shit.
I would do that shit, bro. I feel like this is more fit type shit.
You ever seen the movie Fern Gully? You sound like Tone Loc. Damn. The rapper, Tone Loc.
I forgot he was.
You think I'd make a hit in my real voice?
Yeah, what? Barry White has a whole career off that voice.
You got to feature yourself on a song like that.
Oh, shit. Some Nutty Professor shit, like wear a different suit, different bodysuit, and play it. Do you get paid twice and then produce it for yourself on both ends and just get paid? Sorry. I know you're a manager out here, but I'm over here trying to. All right, I think. Okay. It's not me, it's you.
Yeah.
Nah, your album. I was going through it with Marty and I went, yo, there's a lot of big fucking features on this shit. So you must be juiced as shit.
Yeah.
And that's what we talked about earlier. And that was about 40 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what do we got? We got Polo G, right?
And Elliot Chop on there. I see, what was it? Kevin Gates. Kevin Gates is a wild motherfucker. Yeah. He's another fool that was just popular as hell off of something that wasn't music. Remember, I mean, it was music too, but do you remember when Kevin Gates came out? He was just the guy on interviews, like shocking the shit out of people with the shit he was saying. Then he started dropping music and it was like, so you got a career on your hands. You know what I mean? So I saw Kevin Gates and I'm like, man, this fool's really coming up. Kevin Gates is on featuring on people's albums and shit. Like, it's crazy.
Kevin Gates selling out arenas.
See, like, I was about to say the next thing. I listen to underground shit a lot and then old stuff. So when I see new music, I just hit, because we're Spotify, like, we're partners and shit. So I'll go on like top 10. So when I clicked on there, I'm like, damn, yo, you're crushing it. You're doing a good job on a whole nother thing that's not even YouTube. Mm-hmm. So my first question was, do you feel like you need to, there's a connect, or you feel a little like, am I going to be all right with this YouTuber leaving this thing behind? But you still have to be there for your fans that got you to where you are. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're like, no, people, I motivate people. Mm-hmm. So it's not me, it's you. You put this album out, just came out. And how are you, like, I mean, it's the hardest question ever, but it kind of reverts back to that. You're by yourself, you turn the light off, like, hey, good job, motherfucker. So you're having these artists that, like I said, you probably listened to already. Mm-hmm. You're having them all on your album. How are you receiving this, man? Have you seen yourself on the billboard yet? Have you walked?
I went to New York to see myself on the big billboard. It was dope. It was lit.
Crazy feeling.
And everybody that listened to it said they love it. So, you know, that's the real goal.
Is there anybody you really want to work with that you haven't yet?
Yeah, it's a lot of artists actually.
Maybe a top person.
Say Drake, Cardi B, be fire.
The big ones. I get what you're saying, like landmarks. Yeah,
I'm still astonished by that voice change.
I'll never stop thinking about that shit. Still don't know if he spoke with me, so we'll leave it with that. But this album's out. Everything's going good for you, man. Mm-hmm. How you feeling about the deluxe edition?
The deluxe expansion. Yeah. So you listen to the original, it's just, you know, it's more chill. It's more like talking about love and getting heartbroken and, you know, relatable shit that everyone goes through.
Real life stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And then the deluxe is more like turn up, you know.
So second part of your life.
Yeah, yeah,
like
the
second stage.
Yeah, yeah. It's just turning up and just.
Who's featured on the second deluxe part?
I got a song with Coi Leray and LaKia, and then I got a song with Offset.
Offset, that's right. And then you said Coi Leray, she was on the first one too, or did? Mm-hmm. No.
She was on my last project.
Oh, because Spotify just started looping. Spotify does a good job of making sure you're like, oh no, you like this? Well, here's a fucking shitload of it. So they're good at it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
They're good at it. So how can everybody find your album? How can we listen to this? Apple, Spotify?
Apple Music, Spotify, platforms, YouTube. Yeah.
So I went through your YouTube, scrolled. It's so much music back to back, and I scrolled all the way, and then I realized, yeah, you did it right. You're supposed to separate your shit
and let yourself funnel back in.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're doing the, I guess you can see like a blueprint of, oh yeah, you can also be the YouTuber, mm-hmm. but also, because there's so many, this is the first time in history that you can make a career of yourself off of the internet.
Yeah,
I'm sure you started with just your phone. You made an account, then you're like, oh, look at my AdSense, I'll start this shit up. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, I made money. Fuck. So that's how this all started. So I'd like to see like somebody else's perspective that's done kind of the same thing we're doing. Like, wow, it's getting a little bigger than YouTube. This is cool. Yeah. So I like to see the stage, and you're at the stage of blast off. Well, the Elon Musk is kind of the whole point of I'm about to get big and blow up. I get it. It's sick. So the deluxe edition for everyone is going to be out by the time this is out. Mm-hmm. But DDG on all platforms, like everyone can find you on social media that way.
Yeah, everything, man.
Is there anything different they got to do for the deluxe? Like, is it
it's on there. You just
It's a separate thing from the original. Mm-hmm. Go and download it separately.
Yep. Download it. Listen to it. Tell me if you like it.
Question for me. Last one. When your album comes out, do you like get a CD made? Or like something vinyl? Vinyl. Do you do any of that shit?
Nah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a record player, so it's like,
I get it. Just to frame that
bitch. It'd be a sick gift.
Yeah. Homies out here. It's a sick gift. I don't know, just, vinyl. It's just something, because you remember going to, like, would you have Sam Goody? What would you have as a kid?
Sam Goody.
What did you buy CDs at as a little ass kid?
Target.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Target, Walmart.
Walmart.
Oh, Sam Goody, a warehouse place. So you remember like getting that cover art, looking in the back, staring like, damn, the track list, like, fuck. Mm-hmm. Then you take the CD off and those little things in the middle break all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. God, I just feel like even if you drop the 100, like those the hardcore fans are going to frame that bitch with the next pop-up you do. Like, hey, sign this? Like, it's different when someone's like, yo, you traveled to get here. Juiced the whole time.
Yeah, I wish I like got to experience that era of music as an artist and not a listener. You know what I mean?
For damn sure. But at least you had a little bit of it because you're like, because you know what I'm saying. So I was just saying if you made one for yourself, because I think I would have to. Mm-hmm. Something tangible to hold my music. I think so.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But no, dude, thank you so much for being here. I know we're just sitting here smoking and talking and shit.
Four more interviews today.
Are you really?
Yeah, I do actually. I got
spots.
And I'm high already.
I'm sorry. Well, you can take these joints. I got another one over here for you.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here, man. This is cool. I know the fans are super stoked. Cool to see a YouTuber transition and actually do some dope shit. I'm fucking excited for you, man. So good thing, good shit. Marty, anything else?
Thank you, sir. This was awesome. I love seeing somebody out of, I'm from Buffalo, so kind of like the same area. We just had Chevy Woods on here out of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. So it's like people really kind of blowing that area up. Whole Great Lakes area, these small little cities that haven't really had success out of YouTube. Want to do music? Why not? Want to do whatever? Why not? Just keep parlaying.
Exactly, guys. You guys remember, go get the music. It's not me, it's you. Just dropped this past couple weeks, not month. All right, you just dropped, guys. Thank you so much. This is the DDG episode. Thank you so much for being here, bro.
For sure, man.
This has been the Dope As Usual podcast, guys. Have a dope ass day. I'm pretty fucking hot. Hey.